like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
And this is It's Movie Time.
It is.
It's Quentin Tarantino time.
It is. Happy QT day.
Oh my gosh, I've been waiting all summer. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Hope, there are several people in our audience who do not really know Quentin Tarantino.
Wow.
What is a Tarantino film?
You know, it's funny because he has definitely some thumbprints that he leaves on a film. I mean, you can expect the sort of rapid fire, kind of machine gun dialogue, a lot of very stylized violence, a really important soundtrack that's going to get stuck in your head for days. Homages left and right to other movies. His films each have a very distinctive style that borrows generously from specific types of films, from a spaghetti western, things like that. And what I think is really interesting about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is a mash note to Hollywood, from scene to scene to scene, borrows from a different style, you know?
Even if you're not interested in his narrative or his mashups, just his visually, his production design is just out of this world.
It is. It's gorgeous.
His recreation of 1969 is astonishing.
It is. One of his great strengths is world building to a degree, fictional world. In this case, boy, he really put himself to a challenge to recreate August 1969 Hollywood, and man, does he do it.
Underneath this somewhat long 2 hours and 41 minutes,
yes,
a film, which doesn't bother me,
mm-hmm,
could bother other people because he does take it slow.
Mm-hmm.
Something running underneath this, which has to do with the Mansons, because most of us sitting in the audience knows exactly what it's going to end up
in
the Manson murders.
Right.
There is something that colors the benign nostalgia of this.
Yes. Yeah, it gives it some bite, doesn't it?
And it does.
A sense of dread. There's this darkness underneath, because it is such a nostalgic tribute to a certain era in Hollywood. But he also, I think, parallels with a man, which is 50 years ago this summer, the Manson family crimes, which really marked the end of flower power, the end of an era.
Sure.
And he's also looking at the same time period in Hollywood production as the end of the studio system, the end of this era of like the big cowboy TV shows. And there's a sweetness to this film that I've never seen in a Tarantino film.
I'm with you all the way. I called it milder and gentler.
Yes.
So if anybody has reservations about his violence.
Yes. What violence you see during the first 2 hours and 15 minutes of the film is fisticuffs. Brad Pitt plays a stunt double. And so there are some, but they're fun mainly, you know? And then, of course, when he does get to the real violence, it's quite violent, but it is not what you expect it to be. Not at all.
No, it is not. You gotta love when Brad Pitt goes nose to nose.
Bruce Lee. That's a funny scene.
That Pitt has never been better.
DiCaprio, too. I mean,
yes.
DiCaprio. And you've come to expect it from him.
Yes, you do.
Before The Revenant, my favorite DiCaprio performance was in Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained, because it was such a different role for him. When there's a little bit of comedy to his role, some insecurity, some goofiness, you can see him shine in a way that I think most of his roles don't let him.
Yeah. I always remember him more lightly in Catch Me If You Can.
Sure.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, sure.
When Johnny and I in Cinema Classics did a face-off between the two, we found DiCaprio the better actor.
I think so. Although, you know what? I think he is not underrated or underestimated. I think Brad Pitt is. Tarantino gets some guff for the way that his camera ogles Sharon Tate, played by Margot Robbie. But one of the things I noticed about the film is that he doesn't spend as much of the screen time doing it, but his camera really loves Brad Pitt.
Quirks that are just totally delightful, like, what is Tarantino's thing about feet and boots?
He's got a serious foot issue. And it's funny, I think the only film that focuses more on feet is Kill Bill Volume 1, but there's a good reason for it, right? Because she comes out of a coma and she's trying to teach her body to move again, and she starts with her feet.
I think this is close behind Pulp Fiction and Kill Bill, to me, for in the hierarchy of his film.
Any place else is shades of gray. You got Pulp Fiction on top, and then if you're any place else in there, you may be at number 8, but you're still better than any of the other movies that are out there.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I felt the running time.
He lingers.
Yeah.
What grade are you going to give Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
An A minus.
And I'm with you. If you're uncertain about going, go. I think it's not going to offend anyone. He is one of the premier writer-directors of our time.
Absolutely.
One should just experience it to be in the culture.
If you're nervous about going to a Tarantino film, this is the one to see. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.